So thank you, Rabbi Cohen, and Yom Ha'atzmaut Sameach to everybody. So the Sefer Oznaim LaTorah shares an interesting perspective on the Metzorah. He explains how the punishment of Badad Yeshev, that the person who speaks Lashon Hara has to sit in seclusion, and how that teaches him a lesson. And that's because the person who speaks Lashon Hara shows an intolerance for other people. He, you know, complains about negativity in others and how it bothers him, and he doesn't accept others for who they are. And if we take that mindset to an extreme, really what he's doing when he's emphasizing the faults of everyone else is he's acting like he's the only one worthy of being around. So he gets what he wants, and he's Badad Yeshev, because that's really the only option for someone who's not willing to accept the shortcomings of others. And then once he, you know, misses the company of the people he used to criticize, he'll realize that social interaction comes with certain challenges, like real hakarat hatov, being able to, you know, focus on the good of others. And that's something I was always really proud of in our, you know, Beit Midrash, even from, you know, day one when we were saying Slichot. Anyone, no matter how they dressed, how they look, whoever they're with, they were always allowed to come in. And, you know, it's because we know that we're all brothers, we're not judging anybody. And, you know, who says tomorrow won't be different? It's, you know, more likely to be different if we accept everyone and take them in with love. And I thought that sense of arevut is also really important for Yom Ha'atzmaut, because, you know, people are sometimes focusing on, you know, the politics. Did he say Hallel, Tachanun, all this and that? Whatever, we could forget about that, and hopefully the Achadut will bring the Geulah b'Mehirah in. Amen. Thank you.